Welcome everyone, this is Tracy Holloway and I'm delighted to be with you enjoying these full moon energies as they build. We've got the full moon tomorrow morning and so we're utilising the waxing energies, allowing the full moon to work with us on a deep level. It feels quite a deep time for many of you at the moment. I know there's a lot of processing going on and a kind of sense of retreating within, you know, kind of not really wanting to be out like a daffodil in the springtime shining your light, but more retreating into hibernation mode. I know for those of you in the UK that are experiencing some unusually cold weather, it's definitely a time for continuing the hibernation rather than springing out and springing up for the spring equinox. And so however it is in your part of the world, we can make the most of these energies together tonight as we come together in light, in love, and just tap into our inner resources and find that place within where we can make some deeper changes. We'll be tuning in and just accessing that more powerful place within, as well as accessing a magical place remotely. We'll be working with a specific geographical point tonight, a sacred site in Avebury. And I know some of you will be joining me physically in Avebury in a month's time for the next full moon. And so there are a couple of things going on tonight. One, of course, there's this wonderful opportunity to relax and enjoy a meditation together and to take from that whatever you like. I know some of you just enjoy this space for yourself to relax and have some time for you. This is a special sacred time as well. This is the space for sisters and brothers. It's just so beautiful to just let go and allow these magical energies to really work with you, particularly at this full moon time. And regardless of whether you're with me physically next month for the full moon in Avebury, or whether you wish to work with us remotely from wherever you are in the world, then we're going to cover all of this evening. So there's a few different layers, because as multidimensional beings, I know you like to have all of this light to weave in all of these many ways. And so this is a perfect opportunity for you to weave together and to start to really see what's possible when we come together and work as one unified field of energy throughout this great multidimensional existence. I'm going to put a picture up on your screen. So just before you snuggle down completely into that deep letting go, I just want to, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, I just want to show you Silbury Hill. There you go. There's Silbury Hill in the UK. It's part of the sacred landscape that you're invited to work with in light on this full moon and the next full moon. By the next full moon in April, as I say, there's some of you will be joining me in person. There are still a couple of places available if you feel called and you haven't signed up already, then you can check that out. I'll pop the link there for you to look at that later as well. And so we'll be opening a gateway there, weaving the light intuitively through that sacred landscape within the stone site and around the other sacred places of Avebury. It's a deeply powerful place and we're called there to open our hearts and anchor the energies of the galactic goddess, to harness our innate wisdom and imprint the codes of the rise of the true feminine at this post-2012 time. So I've been there quite a bit recently working with the energies and working with it remotely. And so I'll share a little bit about that with you. And just to say as well, I'll put another picture up because it's quite interesting. You can see it from the top there as well. It's supposed to be the largest man-made mound in Europe. And people used to think that it was a burial mound. But after excavation, there were no burial remains found there. And so there's kind of this mystery around Silbury Hill. It's the height and volume of an Egyptian pyramid. So it's pretty huge. And they think it was probably completed in around 2400 BC. So it's been there a long, long time. And so we're going to utilize this place, tune into it a little bit later, and we'll go on a journey and weave that into part of the story, part of the journey that we're playing with tonight. There's a lot that this land wishes to share with you. So as we become more attuned to it, we access its deeper wisdom and be able to open our hearts more fully to ourselves and to whatever the land is offering up. Now the following full moon, just to get all this kind of clear so you can get involved in whatever way you like, because it's so wonderful to have such an amazing group of light workers weaving together. And regardless of whether you've been doing this forever and it's old hat to you or whether you are new to this and just starting out, everyone is welcome to get involved, and your presence is all that's required. And the more you play around in this way, the more amazing it gets, and the deeper your connection to yourself and to the planet and to the cosmos, and the more awakened to your full presence you become, and the more in tune to the flow, the greater picture you are. And so it's worth opening the heart ever more further and opening to ourselves ever more deeply. It says we can really restore ourselves to the wise, creative and purposeful beings that we truly are. And so by the following full moon, we're going to go through an amazing journey tonight, and so it will make a lot more sense after that. Take you through that in a little while, do a nice relaxation and then some activations, etc. And then the next full moon, those of you that are with me in Avebury, we will be following intuitive guidance and further opening the gateways there. And there will be a ceremony for the full moon in order to anchor the energies. And those of you that are called to work remotely will be building on what we're doing here tonight. So this is like the first phase of the activation of Silbury Hill. You'll be guided throughout this process. And tonight what we'll be doing is attuning and becoming activated ourselves to access the light required to bring energy fully into alignment at that particular geographical point in time. And so the following full moon, you can either just create your meditative space and tune in to the hill in the same way that we're going to tonight, or you can listen to this meditation again. So whichever way you want to do it is fine. Or you may feel called to and have the intuitive guidance to work with another sacred site. There may be some place that just calls you, either physically or remotely, and you just feel like you just need to tune into that place and you just need to be there. So let your intuition guide you. I know that when we're in Avebury, there will be quite a few different things going on, because those of you that are tuning in remotely to Silbury Hill will be the activation gateway for that specific place. And we will also be opening the second gateway at another point in Avebury at the same time. And so it's going to be a really powerful evening of activation. I've been working with the land for quite some time, and this particular full moon tonight and the next one have been shown to me as very important to you all. And so, yeah, I'm glad that you've all followed your intuition and tuned in and followed your heart, because that's what it's all about now, you know. Regardless of what the mind says, regardless of whether everyone else thinks you're completely mad, you know, for doing this like meditation stuff or whatever it is they think you do, if it feels good to you, if you feel that it's nourishing and nurturing and purposeful and gives you that sense of unity and belonging and love and truth and an awakened presence, then go for it. Yeah, because so much will be revealed to you over the coming days, weeks, months, even years ahead. You're getting further into alignment. And currently as well, we're working through another layer of density. Over the next couple of weeks, this will start to shift again, and you'll feel like you're getting that step forward. But for some of you, you may even be feeling that you're being pushed back. You know, that you thought you were doing okay and you were putting in all of this effort and being positive, but no matter how hard you push, it's like there's this brick wall and you kind of can't go any further. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong, and it doesn't mean that, you know, all the efforts that you've made have been wasted. It's just that that's the specific energy that you're working with at this time. And so just be present to that. Just observe that. Just watch over your own process. You know, keep your sense of humour as well. Oh yeah, there I am bashing my head against a brick wall. Why don't I just relax and let go and, you know, bake cakes or whatever. Yeah, find something light to do. Don't make it so hard. Don't put yourself through it unnecessarily. Soften. It's all about how soft you can be. Because if you keep bashing against that wall with the same amount of sort of strength that it, or hardness that wall feels like it's giving to you, then you'll just keep bashing. And it probably hurts and feels really uncomfortable. But what the heart enables us to do is just soften and let go until the wall just disappears, because we've energetically moved beyond it. We've just almost magically transported, kind of on a molecular level, bit by bit, all these tiny, tiny parts have just kind of moved through it. And then suddenly we realise we're on the other side of it, and we're no longer pushed up against this wall, but actually all of that negativity or that struggle or that difficulty is now behind us. And we can look back and go, oh gosh, I don't quite know how I did that. And it's just the letting go, it's just the allowing, it's the surrender, it's the quiet observation of yourself and your ability to soften. We'll be working with this a little bit more. Before I go any further, I'd just like to thank each and every one of you for taking this time out for yourself, because this is time for softening. As you relax in this way, as you take time to melt into the energies of this evening, so you will soften all of those different levels. And by the end of our session together, you'll have been transported through that density, and you'll look back and wonder how you did that. And each time you find these layers of resistance, these dense times, these dark times, it will get easier to move through them rather than feeling like you're bashing against them. But it does take a little bit of practice to soften and surrender, for each one. And there are lots of these layers. And so there's no point getting frustrated. There's no point in thinking, oh, poor me, why have I got all this to deal with? It's just part of the evolution of consciousness at this time. It's part of what we're here to do. And we can allow it to be a gentle process. Or we can be hard on ourselves and use that wall and that negativity and that density to beat up on ourselves. And if we do that, then we kind of just stay stuck in it more, because that shows that we're in our head rather than being in our heart. You know, we're in those negative thought forms, those beliefs, those attitudes that keep us small, keep us disconnected, keep us separate. And so all that's being asked of us at this time of this great expansion and evolution of human consciousness is that we drop into the heart and we allow ourselves to be guided by that great intuitive heart wisdom that's always calling us forth to be who we really are, and to allow our inner light to guide our lives. And of course, sometimes that's not easy. Sometimes the negative mind wants to make us worry about that, or think that we're not good enough for that, or gets frightened about that. You know, the mind can get quite frightened by its lack of power. If it starts to feel a bit disempowered, then it starts to hold on more tightly to that brick wall and just kind of become the wall itself, get stuck. It's interesting how, as human beings, though all we're really being asked to do is to surrender to ourselves, surrender to our own greatness, surrender to our wisdom, our great inner guiding light. But we battle against that, as if we're battling some external force, as if we're in conflict with some other person that we believe, wrongly believe, is trying to control us and make us do things that we don't want to do. Yet there's this guiding light that's calling us forth to just be magnificent, to be love, to be truth. And yet we resist that because we're human. And that's part of the journey of evolution at this time. And we're just gently observing that. We're gently observing our humanness and our human story of how we come into being, of how we move from the density to the light, of how we move from the conflict to the peace, of how we move from separation, self-abandonment, into union and oneness with all. We're on a journey of seeing the whole story of the evolution of human consciousness unfold. And as well as observing that story, we're also a player within it. And how you play is up to you. And sometimes you'll play parts that feel uncomfortable. Doesn't mean that that's wrong. Just means that that's the part you're playing out in this story. Story of human beings at this time. If you resist it, if you get angry about it, if you deny it, then you just go round and round in circles, playing the same story out more and more. As soon as you accept it, as soon as you just see it as a story, it's part of the overall picture. As soon as you just observe that part of yourself from a place of non-judgment, without trying to have to put it right or criticize or judge or force. You just simply observe, just look and love and accept and trust that everything's in its perfect flow. Then the wall dissolves, you've let go. And that story has no more hold over you. You have no attachment to it. And so the confines, the prison that was holding you tight is no longer there. It's just kind of disappeared. And then you're into the next part of the story, observing that. And so just allow yourself to become the observer of a big picture unfolding, and how you weave within it. The part you play, and there are many, the way you interact. And I see and observe with grace how more often than not now you're in your heart. And when you're not, when you've got lost in your mind, in your fears, in your anxieties, in your stresses, in your doubt, in your worry, just acknowledge that. Come back into your heart. The best and easiest way to make that transition from your head to your heart, it's just to forgive yourself. Just when you observe, when you catch yourself going round on that wheel, you know, the one that goes round and round with those thoughts that you know don't do you any good, but you just can't seem to stop it. You've got caught in a loop and it's kind of negative. And you see that, you catch yourself doing it. What some people do is they then get cross with themselves, and that creates another loop. They have to punish themselves for being so negative, for being so down, for being so wrong. And so they tell themselves off in their mind, their inner self-talk, and that creates yet more of these loops. And so the mind gets caught further and further in this conflicting, confusing, often very challenging mindset. And so when you notice, and that's what it's about, just noticing, when you see yourself doing that, just forgive yourself. It takes a loving heart, an open heart, an empowered heart, a true heart to forgive. Forgiving ourselves is one of the hardest challenges of all. And you could be forgiving yourself moment by moment if you need to. And every time you do, you make that journey from the head to the heart. You make that journey from stuck behind that brick wall to that space, the place where intuition flows, where there's guidance, where there's light, where there's creativity, where there's flow, where there's purpose. And so you're invited to recognize on your story, on your journey, moment by moment, day to day, if you're stuck in a self-imposed prison of negative thoughts, or whether you're really accessing the deep wisdom that you're born to express, that you're learning to attune to ever more deeply now, harnessing this great power. This full moon is all about that, tapping ever more deeply. But recognizing also that we get pulled one way and then another, the ebb and the flow, the back and the forth, the wall and the space, the density, the clarity, the conflict, the resolution. And so, as you become more aware of how far you get pulled in one direction and the other, the balance point, the place to bring yourself back to, is that place of self-forgiveness that centers you in your heart. And the more you practice that, the more that becomes a point of power within you that you trust, that you rely upon, that you know will help support your journey. Forgiving yourself, forgiving others, but mainly for being part of that resonant frequency of forgiveness that's rippling out across our planet right now. As you forgive yourself, so all is forgiven. As you allow that frequency to emanate from you, so that powerful frequency is felt throughout this cosmos. As it's felt throughout this great cosmos, so it's brought back to Earth, communicating, transmitting, transceiving backwards and forwards. A relationship, a communication, one of love and forgiveness that never ends, that's total. If you haven't done so already, then this is that time that you can close your eyes. It's time to drop into a deeper space, a more relaxed place, a place within yourself. You can find that place gently and easily just by focusing on your breath. The breath moving into your body, breath moving out. You are such a powerful being. This breath breathes life into you, and you breathe life into this world. Become conscious of your breath and the power that you have to be you, to be here, to be present. Breathe in this present moment, and breathe out yesterday, last week, and a moment ago. Breathe in this moment now. Allow this moment to stir in every cell of your body, awakening you to the magic of this special time. Communicating like a network of light throughout your physical body. From the top of your head, right the way down to the tips of your toes. As if you're made of billions and billions of tiny particles of light, all buzzing with excitement of being present to this moment now. The moment where you come into your heart more fully than ever before. a moment where you let go. Letting go into a deeper sense of peace. As if every one of those tiny lights within you is dancing. Dancing to one rhythm. The rhythm of your beautiful expanded heart energy. Your heart energy attuned to the heart of the earth. Attuned to the heart of this great cosmos. Attuned to the heart of each and every person and every being, every creature, great and small, in this world, in all worlds. One love. One unified field of presence. One light glowing so bright. You are this light. You are the light of the universe, flowing without limits. Shining, emanating. This light is within you. This light is all around you. This light is you. There are no limits to this light. It's eternal, never ending, constantly expanding, evolving, self-generating, exploring just how light it is. By pondering just how much light it can shine. And you can ponder. You can see. You can imagine expanding your light out further than you've imagined possible before. Your light is dancing with the moonlight. Your light is dancing with the starlight. You are the moonlight. You're the starlight. You're the light that's everywhere. Allow yourself to be that light. Light that's everywhere, in all places at one time. Experience just how far that light can expand. And when you feel as if you've expanded to the very edges of that light, know that that's just a construct of the mind and move beyond it. let your light shine even further. See it, sense it, feel it. Just keep going. There really is no end. Become aware of yourself right in the center of that light. As if you're standing for a moment. Right in the heart of that light, with that light all around you. Know that that light is intelligent. That light is guiding you. That light knows your heart's desire. Knows everything about you. And loves you without condition. That light is there to support you, to love you, to hold you, to encourage you, to communicate with you in gentle, reassuring ways. Allow yourself to open your heart more fully to the wisdom and power that that light holds. Allow your inner light and this light that surrounds you to be one, to communicate as one. To share the same heart song, to create a coherent rhythm, a flow, so that your inner and outer worlds are harmonious. So that your true inner beauty shines out. And that your outer reality is a manifestation of that inner beauty, the true you of you. And that your very essence is revealed to you in full, expressed outwardly. And that wherever you go, whoever you're with, this light shines. Let yourself know the truth of this inner light. Let yourself access the truth of your guiding light. You are this light. You are guiding yourself home. Home to the very heart of you. To the true wonder and wisdom that you were born to express. It's a beautiful moonlit evening. You're excited to be taking a journey in this most sacred place, You can feel the vibration of the energy, the moonlight creating magical shadows all around. Enchanting, intriguing, enticing. As you wander and you walk outside on this lovely full moon night, you come across this sacred site. Perhaps you've been called there intuitively. Perhaps it's somewhere you've been to before. Perhaps it's somewhere that your ancestors played. Or perhaps it's somewhere you're imagining for the very first time. You can see the two stones in the distance, one on the right and one on the left. They stir a deeper memory within you, and you feel intuitively drawn towards them. The moonlight shining on them, casting shadow. You walk first into the shadow, stepping from left to right, from right to left, as if you can't decide which shadow to dance with first. These stones are so tall, it's as if they stretch right up to the moon. The moon looks almost as if she's sitting on the top, casting her light down for you to see yourself, the shadows, the stones. Before you walk between the stones, it's time for a blessing. Time to just have a moment with the masculine side and the feminine side. A reminder to ground your female and male energies in balance. And under the light of this powerful full moon, you stand with these two rocks, strong, solid, grounded. And you ask that you are blessed to have this strength, this balance, the masculine and feminine energies working as one within you, that you can be grounded in this. Receive your blessing. Receive this great guidance from the moon through these stones, grounding the energies to the earth, bringing them into your heart. Balancing the masculine and feminine within you and super empowering both. You have a feeling that from this day forward, everything's going to feel so much easier. You're going to be so much stronger, more confident in yourself, that every step that you take from this moment forth will be a step with such integrity, such a greater sense of self, such a greater sense of the interconnectedness of all things and the balance of life and how to maintain that balance, to find your centre and to move forward from that place. As you move between the stones like a gateway, you carry on your walk. You can see some trees in the distance, the shadows that the moonlight makes. cracks between the branches are so inviting. There's a slight breeze, making everything just feel that much more magical. You're sure that you can hear some little bells tinkling. Maybe someone has hung some bells in the trees. Such a special, sacred place. As you look up through the branches of the trees to the moonlight, you can see those branches stretching out into the cosmos, reminding you of your connection, your oneness with Source, with the divine, with the universal flow. Some of the roots of the trees are exposed, helping you to remember your roots, to feel grounded in awakened presence. Drawing from the earth, feeling nurtured, nourished, loved. You remember that you have a little ribbon in your pocket and you decide to hang that coloured ribbon from a branch. The tree welcomes this offering, this gift. Perhaps you set an intention, or perhaps you just want to say a prayer or show your gratitude for something big or small. You decide. Tie your ribbon from the tree and watch the moonlight shine on its colour and allow that image to fill your heart with delight. As you say goodbye to the trees, thanking them for that moment, that blessing, that connection, that reminder of how deep your roots go, and how far your branches stretch, and how no matter how strong the breeze is or the wind blows, you can be flexible. You can bend, you can sway and stay strong. You learn so much from the trees just in this moment. And you say thanks for all their continued guidance and wisdom as transmitters, receivers of light energy transmission, bringing you in tune with all, with the nature spirits, with Mother Earth herself. So much to be grateful for. The moonlight guides you forth along a little pathway, down and out through a valley, up over the hill. It's such a beautiful evening to be out walking in the moonlight, your own inner process, delighting in your own company for a while. There in the distance, the moonlight shining bright above her. The hill, the mount, Silbury Hill. Like the pregnant belly of the earth herself, lit by the moon. As you head towards her, you notice all your other friends, your family of light, all gathering around the bottom. They're so delighted to see you. And you're so delighted to see them. Many of them you may not have met in the physical. You may only know them as beings of light. And here in this heart space, this full moon gathering, we rejoice and celebrate our unity, our oneness, the sisterhood, the brotherhood, the beings of light that we are gathered at the foot of this powerful hill. We create a circle all the way round, holding hands. Person to the left of you, person to the right of you. You can give their hand a squeeze. Hearts connected as one. Feel that heart connection. Allow that to expand fully. Thank the moon for shining bright above us all. Thank the earth for holding us. And thank this hill for representing the birth. This is a powerful time of awakening. A powerful time for the galactic goddess. A powerful space is created for her to anchor her energies fully to the earth through you, through your heart, through your presence, through your love, through your gratitude. The moonlight, the circle, the pregnant belly of the earth. The energy of the goddess rising. Feel it. See it. You are this space. You are this creative process. You're coming into being. There's movement, there's song, ceremony, a richness, a quality of energy never before experienced as we start to move anti-clockwise around the base of the hill, slowly at first. In rhythm, gently moving to the sound of one heart song. This gentle movement round, spiraling up. Moving all the way to the very top. Stand right in the center. Stand under the moonlight with all your brothers and sisters holding space all around you. You're in the center at the top, your heart wide open. Allow yourself to receive the activation of the great glittering galactic goddess at this time. This is your moment to shine. This is your moment to surrender. to allow yourself to feel that deep wisdom and power rising from within. Become conscious of yourself as light. Become conscious of yourself as light and how bright that light shines in this place. Allow each and every other being present to observe this light and know that this is the light of truth, the light of power, a purposeful light. A light that's here to help open this gateway at this time. You're ready to take your place, to be a beacon of light, to be this gateway, to anchor in the energies. Divine feminine power re-emerging. A remembering, a reawakening, but so much more than that. This is a new energy. The energy that gives birth to a new world. And you're taking your place. You're observing this pregnant belly of Gaia, of Mother Earth, bringing forth this new light. This light from the galactic center, the heart of the cosmos, born to Earth for the first time, at this time, in you. You are the space through which the galactic center shines. You are grounding this frequency to the earth, enabling yourself to be grounded, strong, rooted, healthy and well, aligned with your true purpose, surrendered to your light, expressing your magnificence. Allow yourself to receive this activation in its fullness. There's nowhere else you need to be right now, nothing else you need to do. This is your gateway moment. And you're receiving all of the information codes that are unique to you. This is a guided process. It's guided by you. Surrender to yourself. Let your true light shine through. Thank you.
Thank you.